जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्ण। रस सिंधु गोपाल लो, रस सिंधु नॉट हियर, रस सिंधु गोपाल नहीं, रस सिंधु को देखो मेरा चश्मा लाएगा अंदर से, रस सिंधु ना उसके पास चाबी होगी। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे गौरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामनि गौरात्वेशे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. You are all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class at Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Temple ISKCON Vrindavan. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto chapter 5 verse 22nd. It's heavily bring. No, I'm starting. No problem. Hare Krishna. So the subject, the heading of the chapter is Narada Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. So this is the fate of a preacher. When you preach, you are very easily cursed, and thus that curse is a blessing. So this is the really secret of this chapter. So this Daksha is the same Daksha who offended Lord Shiva. Then with the goat head he felt ashamed. Therefore he went to a place called Agga. Agga means sin, Shaman means destroyed, in Vindhya. He did austerity for five manvantar. He cursed Shiva in first manvantar, and by sixth manvantar. So five manvantar he did the tapasya. And then he was blessed. The Lord Vishnu appeared before him, and then again he took birth as son of 10 Prachetas, now as a Kshatriya Daksha. Before he was a Brahman Daksha, as a son of Brahma, now he is a Kshatriya Daksha. And he was empowered to create progeny, and he created 10,000 sons. Hariyashva. And he asked them to go and do the austerity and then come and increase the population. They went to the place called Narayan Sarovar, which is in Kutch, almost at the end of the India on this side. Then there is a sea, and then other side is present Karachi of Pakistan. It's just, you can see the lights from there. Narayan Sarovar. Narad Muni appeared there and he preached to them. And only he said some 10 words and then he left. But they were so intelligent, because they were doing austerities, they understood the meaning of those ten words. That in this world there is nothing really to live and enjoy. It is better go back home, back to God. So they selected the path of renunciation, Nivarti Mark. They become Brahmachari. And then 1,000 more sons. They are called Shablasava. And they were also instructed by Narad in the same way. So 11,000 sons of Daksha were made Brahmacharis by Narad. And then Daksha was really upset with Narad. Said, why you are doing this? So he cursed Narad, that you cannot stay at any place for 2 ghadi, which means 48 minutes. You cannot stay at one place for 48 minutes. You have to move. So this is the chapter Daksha curses Narad Muni. So ultimately Daksha was advised by Brahma, don't produce sons, because 2 good sons are really only good when they practice Krishna consciousness. Otherwise they are useless. So it is good that you have good sons and they have become sadhu. Now better you produce the daughters, and Narad will never come and preach to them. Narad, for his own safety, he will not preach to them. So then the progenical, so 60 daughters of Daksha Prajapati, they are given to the Kashyap and Dharam, and all these in different names are 10 to the Dharam and 13 to the Kashyap. So these daughters, then the progeny started. Only one thing is that even after so much austerities, the offense to the Vaishnava lingered on. And he could not really appreciate what Narad has done. And still he cursed the Narad. So how grave is the offenses to the Vaishnava? That is one aspect we have to learn. And how more tolerant are the preachers? They are ready to be cursed, but still they preach. So based on this chapter, Prabhupada used to say, people, the parents of my disciple has also cursed me that I cannot stay at one place for more than a few days. I have to move. That's what Prabhupada's the realization about this chapter. So the verse under discussion is 22nd verse. This Sukhdev Goswami is speaking about the glories of Narad Muni. How potent and powerful preacher he is. So this is what we have discussed today. So let us recite this verse. Sarva brahmanai nirbhata Rishikesha padambuje Akhandam chittam avesha लोकान अनुचरन मुनि सर्वब्रह्मणि निभाता ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखण्डं चित्तमावेश लोकान अनुचरन मुनि सर्वब्रह्मणि निर्भाता ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखण्डं चित्तमावेश लोकान अनुचरन मुनि सर्वब्रह्मणि निर्भाता मुझे कमानुचरन मुनि स्वर ब्रह्मणि बाधा पदाम्बुजे महाशेष लोकान अनुचरन मुनि मदर्स स्वर ब्रह्मणी निर्भात ऋषि केश पदाम्बुजे ओम चिंता महावेश लोकान अनुचरन मुनि स्वर ब्रह्मणी निभात ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखण्डं चित्तमावेश लोकान अनुचरन मुनि स्वर ब्रह्मणी इन स्पिरिचुअल साउंड Nirbhata, placing clearly before the mind. Rishikesha, of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Krishna, the Master of all senses. Padambuje, the lotus feet. Akhandam, unbroken. Chittam, consciousness. Avesha, engaging. Lokan, all the planetary systems. Anucharata, traveled around. Muni, the great sage Narada Muni. So translation purport was Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So swara brahmani, swara means the different notes of singing. And brahman means Vedas. In Vedas there is a shastra which discuss about the different meters to sing the different poetries, and it is part of the Vedas. So swara brahmani, brahmani means Veda, swara means the notes of the singing. So Srila Prabhupada's translation, the seven musical notes, saragama padhani, this is what, when the singing is start, are used in musical instruments, but originally they come from the Sama Veda. It's Brahmani means Veda. So swara means different notes. So from where they are coming from? Sama Veda, and then they are used for singing the glories of the Supreme Lord originally, not for anything else, because it's coming from the Vedas, and Veda means Vedesya Sarve Aham Eva Vedyo. By all the Vedas I am to be known, that's what Krishna says. So anything which is coming from the Vedas is for serving Krishna, for knowing Krishna. So all this swara is for that person, purpose. So Narada is speaking this. Narada has experience of this. He was using these all different swara brahmani, not for glorifying Krishna. So he was cursed from a Gandharva to become a child of a maid servant. Because he has not used all these Samaveda sound vibration for glorifying Krishna. So he fell down from his highest Gandharva post. So this is a good, really, what is called, ultimatum for the singers. If they have to sing, they sing for glorifying Krishna. Otherwise, don't use musical instrument for pleasing anybody else. That's what Narada has a bad experience of this thing. That's what it actually, it is very clear from this, these two lines. This is only for glorifying Krishna. All singing for glorifying Krishna. The great sage Narada vibrates sound describing the pastime of Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibration, such as Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This Prabhupada has written in the translation. Swara Brahmani means Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Srila Prabhupada has given a very simple explanation of Swara Brahmani. So this is a mantra from, this is actually Swara. You can sing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is Swara Brahmani. So this is what Narada Muni is singing. So what is the result of this singing? He fixes his mind at the lotus feet of Lord. By singing these sound vibration, Narada fixes his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Rishikesh Padambuje, which is lotus feet of Krishna. Okay? Thus he directly perceives Shri Gaurinathaya ki, Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Dai Gaur Premanande Shri Prabhupada ki. So when he fixes his mind on the lotus feet of Lord, then what is his realization? What he sees? Thus he directly perceives Rishikesh, the master of senses, Nirbhata. Nirbhata means directly perceive. Nirbhata. You know, Nirbhata, without any obstruction. Directly. He perceives Supreme Lord. After delivering the Haryashava, the first 10,000 sons of Daksha Prajapati, Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary system, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of Lord. So Srila Prabhupada's purpose is the goodness of great sage Narada Muni is described herewith. See, goodness of great sage Narada Muni. What is the goodness in this verse? That he fixes his mind always on the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. He always glorifies the Supreme Lord by the sound vibrations. And therefore he always sees the Supreme Lord in front of his eyes. This is the goodness of Narada Muni. So anybody, any devotee, he wants to have a goodness, this is a criteria. How can a devotee be having a goodness in the life? That he should use all the instrument to vibrate Hare Krishna mantra, to fix his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, and the result will be he will see Krishna right in front of his eyes, and then he can deliver so many people from the clutches of Maya, and he can freely wander all over the planet. That's what goodness means. He always chants about the pastime of Lord and delivers fallen souls back to Godhead. So this is the goodness of a devotee. He chants holy name and delivers the people. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, and Srila Prabhupada has given the whole bhajan of, whole poem of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this respect. Narada Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Veena is the name of the instrument, which is Deva Dattam. Narada says, it is given by the Supreme Lord to me. Devadatam, that instrument called Veena. So this is Satatam Kirtanayanto Mam. You know, Satatam. You know this word Satatam in Bhagavad Gita? One meaning of Satatam is always. Satatam means always. The another meaning of Satatam, Sa means along with. Tatam means the Veena, the strings by which you sing always the glories. Only always you sing the glories with musical instruments for the player of Krishna. So Narada is Satanta, is Satata. He is always using the Veena to glorify the Supreme Lord. What is singing? Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana. So this Ram in Hare Krishna mantra is Radhika Ramana. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Ram is Radhika Ramana. For the Vaishnavas, Ram is Radhika Ramana. Rama, Radhika Ramana. Rama means enjoying. So where Krishna is enjoying? With Radhika. So he is Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana is Ram. So he is singing the Radhika Ramana. Nam Amani Udita Haya. Nam Amani. Amina means nectar. When we chant holy name, the nectar appears. Udita. Udita means like the sun is rising. The nectar is rising within the heart. Bhakta Gita Same. Bhakta Gita Same. When the devotee chant the holy name, the nectar appears. So holy name is a nectar. Nama Amrita. So this is the Amiya. Amiya means Amiya Vilasa. There's Amiya means nectar. Madhura Pure Abasa Asaba Pahanik. Where is Amiya? Sorry. Bhakta Jana Sange Nache Bharya Apana Hiya. So when the nectar appears by chanting, then he is with devotees dancing. Chanting and dancing. With the heart full of the love for God. Hiya means heart. Bharya means full. Bharya apana. His heart is full for the Krishna prema and is dancing. Madhuri pura shabda pashi mataye jagat jane keheva kande keheva nache kehe mate mane mane. Madhuri pura asab pashi mataye jagat jane. Mataye means actually mad. This chanting will mad the whole world. Because they test the nectar of the holy name, which is Madhura, means very sweet, and then they become so mad that the whole world start dancing. Some cries, kede kande, and some nache, and some are crying with the tears, and some are dancing. But those who are not able to dance, and they're not able to really practically participate, kehi mate mane mane. Mate means in their own mind they really dance, because they cannot dance physically, so they dance within their mind. So in their heart they dance. Panchavadana Narada Dhari. Panchavadana is Shankar. Narada Dhari Preme Sagana Rola. Lord Shiva comes and he embraces the Narada Muni. And both are chanting together. Kamalasana Nachiya Bale. And then the Kamalasana. One who is sitting on the lotus seat, he is Brahma. He comes there and he along with this joint, what he says? What he bale, what he says? Bola, bola, hari, bola. He says, bola, bola, hari, bola. So now Shiva is there, Brahma is there, Narada is there, and they are chanting the holy name. Sahasra anana parama sukhe. Sahasra anan. Sahasra means thousand. Anan means face. So thousand face. Who is thousand face? Ananta. Ananta Balaram. Sahasra anane parama sukhe. In very happy mood in player. Hari hari bali gaye. He is also chanting hari hari. Nama prabhave matila vishwa. Nama rasa sabhi paye. Nama prabhave. By the influence of holy name. By the prabhava. Prabhava means what is the result of the chanting holy name. The influence of the holy name. Matila Vishwa, whole world become really Matila. Matila is like mad. made in holy name. They become all completely intoxicated. Nama rasa sabhi paaye, and the nectar of the holy name everybody is relishing. Sri Krishna nama rasane spure. Rasane means tongue. When the Sri Krishna nama, his tongue become really mother like Yashoda when Krishna appears on the tongue. When we say Gora, this tongue becomes Sachi Mata. This is actually Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave the blessing that mother, when everybody chants, you will be my mother as the tongue. And when they worship me, you will be my mother in the form of a metal. So this tongue become really the mother when we chant the holy name. Sri Krishna nama rasana uspure. Pura lay hamara. This is the hope. This is the hope of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that when the people chant holy name, this is my desire. I want to see the whole world chant holy name. Sri Rupa Padeyache Iha. I am really praying to Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. Please bless me that this my desire should be fulfilled, that everybody should chant holy name. Bhakti Vinod Dasa. This servant Bhakti Vinod has only this desire and hope that let the whole world chant holy name. And Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has made this prophecy come true everywhere now. Everybody is chanting holy name all over the world. And the rest you have to do, make it more spread all over the world. The purpose of this song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, plays a stringent instrument called Veena, vibrating the sound Radhika Raman, which is another name for Krishna. Radhika Raman is another name for Krishna. As soon as he struck the string, all the devotees began responding, making a very beautiful vibration. Accompanied by the stringent instrument, the singing seems like a shower of nectar. Amiya Bilasa. Shower of nectar. And all the devotees dance in ecstasy to fullest event of their satisfaction. While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri. So when they're dancing in the Harinam Sankirtan, they're relishing the Madhuri. Madhuri is a drink. Are we tasting Madhuri? Bhakti Vinod said they are tasting Madhuri. Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Shiva embraces Narada Muni and begins talking on an ecstatic voice. And seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins, saying, "All of you kindly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol." The king of the heaven, Indra, who gradually joins this great satisfaction and begin dancing and chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe become ecstatic. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, when the universe become ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of the Harer Naam may go on nicely like this. So this is the desire of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. This is called Vaishnava never give up desire. They always keep desire, but their desire is that people should chant holy name and stop the sufferings which they are under the influence of lower modes of good nature. They should take to Krishna consciousness. This is the desire of a devotee. So what should be desire of a devotee? This is the whole bhajan is, what should be the desire of a devotee? The desire of the devotee should be? How the fallen soul can be delivered by making them chant Hare Krishna. Very simple. This is the desire. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples, how can I please you, Srila Prabhupada? After a little pause, Srila Prabhupada said, when you develop love for Krishna, that will please me. It means all the Vaishnavas, they are only pleased when the devotees take seriously Krishna consciousness and awaken their love of God. That is only the medicine which cure the disease of repeated birth and death and suffering in this material world. So the hope, so this is the hope. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, a single one associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is capable of delivering the whole universe. One simple devotee of Mahaprabhu is so powerful to deliver the whole world. This is said, only one can do that. And Vasudeva Dutta was like that, who was asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I cannot see people suffering because of their sins. I am ready to take sin of all and go and suffer in hell. Please, Mahaprabhu, arrange that they should all be delivered. So this is Vaishnava height. They cannot see people suffering. So this compassion, this really feeling for preaching to the people to make Krishna conscious, this is the only desire Vaishnava should actually, this Vaishnava, this, the devotee should have only this desire. No other desire. This one desire is a really Vaishnava's wealth. If they have this desire, then that will make this whole world really Krishna conscious. Let us go inside our heart and see what desire we have. Do we have this desire? The people chant Hare Krishna, really? If we have that desire, that's actually what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. We should have that type of desire. Because this is the... We cannot be desireless artificially, but we can desire something for the par upakara. Janam sarthak kari par kar par upkar. Janam sarthak kari means you do your sadhana and perfect your life. And kar par upkar means really you preach this message and make people chant Hare Krishna. So simple. It is so simple. And it is the everything one can really desire that is included in this one desire. Because he will be dear to Krishna. One who make other people chant holy name, he become dear to Krishna. One who is dear to Krishna, what is lacking for him? He has everything. The love of Krishna. If Krishna says, you are very dear to me, we can say, Krishna, you are very dear to us. That is all right. But when Krishna says, you are dear to me, that is the perfection. And that is only when we preach. Because Krishna is a father. He's a loving father. And he wants all his children really to come back to their senses and come back to home, because they are wandering in this world because of the ignorance, and because of that they are suffering. So he really is very happy when somebody is preaching, and Krishna really like that person who is preaching, because that's what his mission is. So this is the Narada Muni's, this Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Bhaktivinoda has this desire. He is the seventh Goswami, which is near to us in a parampara. And he lived just, 150 years or something before here right now. What was his desire? He wanted this thing to happen. And his desire is so powerful. His desire is so powerful that Jagannath, Lord Jagannath becomes so pleased with him that he gave him Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. So desire is fulfilled by getting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, when he was doing his nirjana bhajan means not going anywhere, not eating, only eating once and simply doing his chanting of the holy name at that time, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji said, oh, now I can see the renunciation of Rupa Raghunath in my Prabhu. He said, in my Prabhu means Bhakti Siddhanta. I am seeing the renunciation of Rupa and Raghunath. And the one day Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was saying, my both gurus, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, wanted me to spread the holy name. That's what their desire was. But I don't have manpower. I don't have resources. How can I do that? And when he was thinking like that, and when he was sleeping at night, the All Panchatattva appeared there, along with the six Goswamis and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaur Kishore Das. And then they said, don't worry, get out, start preaching. Unlimited followers and and less resources will be provided. Just get out. And then he started and he established so much in India, and his vision was that this holy name should go across the seas to the whole world, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur desired. So what he has said is, Narada Muni, when he's thinking of Krishna, he's chanting Hare Krishna, then he sees in front of his eyes Nibhrita. Nibhrita means Nibhrita means just directly face to face. There's nothing in between. Nibhata, Nibhrita. Nibhrita means direct. So he personally had that vision of the whole parampara. And they all blessed him that, please, you start and everything is available. So that is actually called a Nibhrita, Nibhata. Anybody who is serious and is willing to execute the order of the parampara, then all facilities are easily available. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered to the Vasudev Ghosh when he said, Vasudev Datta, when he said that, let the whole world be delivered, I will suffer in the hell. What did Mahaprabhu said? Krishna asamarth nahi. Krishna is not really asamarth, means he's not incapable that he put you in hell and deliver all other people. One whole universe is like a mustard seed for Krishna. He can deliver the whole universe if some Vaishnava desires. This is like one mustard seed. But then Mahaprabhu said, oh, if you Vaishnava really desire that they should be delivered, then they become Vaishnava and they will be automatically delivered. So this is the same mood Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when that day will come when everybody will chant Hare Krishna. And that is the day they will all be delivered. And that is the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharshi. So now Srila Prabhupada is speaking about parampara. Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni. Who is the guru of Vyasadeva? So Narada is the guru of Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhva Acharya. Thus the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya is the disciplic succession from Narada Muni. So Vyasadeva is a guru of Madhva Acharya. How? There's a big gap in between Vyasadeva and Madhva Acharya. There's a big gap. Madhva Acharya twice visited Badrik Ashram, where the Vyasadeva has his ashram. And he personally have a vision of Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva blessed him that you write the commentary on Vedanta, on Bhagavat, on Bhagavad Gita, and start the Sampradaya. So Madhva Acharya was personally in Badrika Ashram, where there is a Vyasadeva's ashram. He was personally empowered by Vyasadeva to continue the parampara. And where we are inserted in this Madhva parampara, Brahma Madhva, where Gaudiya is inserted, who is the link? Who is our link with the Madhva Sampradaya? Madhvendrapuri. Madhvendrapuri is our link with Madhva Sampradaya. So this is how we are. But still there was objection, and then Baldev Vidya Bhushan has to write the commentary to make the Gaudiya Sampradaya bona fide on their own right. In their own right, after writing the Govinda Bhashya commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Baladev Vidya Bhushan has actually made this Sampradaya independently bona fide in a Vedic system. Anybody who comment on the Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra, and Bhagavatam, practically speaking, for Vaishnavas, that is a parampara. Today is also the disappearance day of Sri Bhada Ramanuja Acharya, who is one of the Acharya of the four Sampradaya, which is coming from Lakshmi Devi. In Skanda Purana, Glories of Bhagavatam, it says that Brahma said, I have to oversee the mode of passion for creation. How can I always think of lotus feet of Supreme Lord and keep myself Krishna conscious. Then the answer were given this, you recite Bhagavatam every day, that will make keep you Krishna conscious. So in 7 days, Brahma so quickly complete the whole Bhagavatam. And then Lord Shiva asked, then Lord Shiva asked this question, I have to oversee the mode of passion, or mode of ignorance. I have to do the annihilation. How can really I keep myself fixed in Krishna consciousness? Again, the answer is given, please recite Bhagavatam. And Shiva continued reading Bhagavatam for 1 year. He completed the Bhagavatam in 1 year. And then Lord Vishnu asked that I have to oversee the mode of goodness and I have to actually maintain everybody, even the saintly person as well as ruffians and, you know, dacoits. I have to feed them because I have to maintain. How can I keep myself always focused on the lotus feet of Krishna? And then again said, please recite Bhagavatam. So Vishnu recited Bhagavatam in 1 month he completes. When Lakshmi starts reciting Bhagavatam, she takes 2 months to complete Bhagavatam. She relishes Bhagavatam. So actually this Vaishnava Sampradaya, all the Acharya, they recite Bhagavatam. See, Brahma recite Bhagavatam, we are in Brahma Acharya. Lakshmi recite Bhagavatam, Ramanuja Acharya in that. Lord Shiva recite Bhagavatam. Therefore that Sampradaya is Vaishnava, because he is reciting Bhagavatam, relishing for 1 full year. And Kumaras, they got directly Bhagavatam from Ananta Sesh. And this is in 3rd canto of Bhagavatam, that Kumara got Bhagavatam from Balaramji, and then Kumara gave to the Parasar, and from that to Samyak, Sankhya and Muni, and then it came to the Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya is telling his parampara. So any bona fide sampradaya, which is started by Brahma, or Lakshmi Devi, or Kumara, are Lord Shiva, they all are Bhagavat Sampradaya. Because they are reciting Bhagavatam regularly. Regularly. It is finished 1 month, again starting 1 month. That's Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. They are the example of Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. Therefore these 4 Sampradayas, they are based on Bhagavatam. Therefore they are called Vaishnava Sampradaya. So Ramanujam, today is the disappearing day of Ramanuj Sampradaya. He was a very powerful Acharya after Madhva Acharya to re-establish, you know. As Kaljuga started, everything really came to negative side. All the Vedic system, nobody was following. They are using the Vedic authority to do whatever they want, doing the yajna with the animal sacrifice just to taste the animal rather than fulfill the desire of the, you know, Vedic system. So everything went in a negative side. So then Lord Shiva was instructed by Supreme Lord to appear as Adi Shankara Acharya. And he brought from negative, then came Buddha. Then Buddha, he is an atheist incarnation. He is incarnation. We accept him as an incarnation of Lord. But his philosophy is atheistic. He came, he said, from negative, let us bring everything to zero. He brought everything to zero. Sunyavad. Sunyavad is Buddha. Sunya means zero. Nothing is there. And then came Madhva Acharya. Then came the Shankara Acharya. He brought from zero to one. Everything is Advaita. Everything is one. So he brought from negative to zero, zero to one. And then came the Madhva Acharya. And he brought from one to two. There is a soul which are innumerable, and there is a one Supreme Lord. And then this was more refined. This was refining more and more by Ramanuja Acharya, by Madhva, by Nimbarka Acharya afterwards. And then Mahaprabhu, he made not one, not two, one and many. One Supreme Lord and unlimited living entities, and they can relish different mellows of devotional service, Supreme Lord, with all 4 mellows. So this is like from negative to zero to one to two to many. So this is Ramananda Acharya has a very important contribution in the development of the Vaishnavism, Vaishnavism in South India particularly. And this is said Bhakti, in the glories of Bhakti, said Bhakti was born in South India. Because all these Acharyas, they are from South India. Then the Bhakti traveled from there through the Karnataka, through the Maharashtra, then went to the Gujarat, where nobody really respected Bhakti at that time. So Bhakti came to Vrindavan and she became really young and fresh and nice. So this ultimately Bhakti started from South India, but Bhakti took fresh youth in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is a Bhakti Pradhan. Pradhan means powerful place of Bhakti. So Ramanuja Acharya has his own wonderful pastime, whole sampa. Their main, like Prashila Prabhupada writes, our Krishna conscious movement is based on Bhagavad Gita, which is authoritative, historical, and natural. It's transcendental and natural. So Ramanuj Sampradaya, the whole Sampradaya is based on Valmiki Ramayana. It's based on Valmiki Ramayana. And Ramanuja Acharya said, I read the Valmiki Ramayana 18 times and every time I have a different experience how Lord Ramachandra, and what are the identities of different personalities in Ramayana. Every time he has a different experience when he was reciting Valmiki Ramayana. That is their foundational book. And based on that book, which is in two languages, one is in a Tamil language and the other one is in Sanskrit language. So based on these two books, they are called Varkari something. One is called, you know what they call? Those who follow Tamil? They're Varkari something. One is Varkari and one is Sanskrit wala. Their philosophy is like that. One followers, they believe that there is called Marjaraniya. The baby monkey catch hold onto the mother monkey. So sadhak has to do all his effort to hold on the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. The other group, which follow the Sanskrit or whatever, they say no. It is like a cat philosophy, where cat takes the kid. Kid has not to do anything, and cat, it means we have to depend on the mercy of the Supreme Lord only. Only by his mercy we can be delivered. One says only by efforts, and one says only by mercy. So these are the two schools there in Ramanuja Sampradaya. But Gaudiya Sampradaya in between is giving a mixture of the two. He said, we have to do our sadhana and we should also always depend on the mercy. And they give the example. Somebody is fallen into the well. He must cry, please, I am in well, take me out. So it is his sadhana. Then somebody will, as a mercy, send the rope down. There is mercy coming. Then he should hold the rope. And then somebody can pull you out. So you need the both. One is not enough, you need the both. You do your sadhana and always depend on the mercy. So this is Ramanuja Acharya's philosophically understanding. So let us finish the purport quickly. So the members of the disciple succession in other words, the members of Krishna conscious movement should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting transcendent sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating Hare Krishna Mantra and instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada is giving direct instruction. Follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni, chant Hare Krishna and use these three scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So study these and go out and preach. That will please the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. If we do like that, that will please the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instruction of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesh, is also pleased. Yes, the Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. The immediate spiritual master is representative of Narada. He is non-different between the instruction of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teaching of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, Man manabhavad bhakto madhyaji maam namaskro maam veshi satyam te prithijani priyosi me sarvdharman paritre maam ekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarpape vyo mukshi shami maas sucha. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Hare Krishna, do not fear. Preach, preach, preach. Before I was coming, Rasasindhu Gopal was saying, you must tell some story about Ramanuj. So time is over. He said, once Ramanuj Acharya went to the Tirupati Balaji and they gave him prasad. In prasad, some ant was there. So when he went maybe 100, 200 kilometers back, he saw the ant is there. He said, the ant is from Dham. How can I take a living entity from the holy dham out of the holy dham? So you all the way walked back and put that ant into the holy dham and then he went back. So he has so much respect for the residents of the holy dham. So don't take it otherwise that you are a resident of holy dham and not go out and preach. Go out and preach. Don't take ant with you, that's right. But that's a simple experience I'm saying. Yesterday, last night we went to a village from here, 12 kilometers. Only one brahmachari was here, he was living there. Now the 50 people of the town, they are chanting Hare Krishna in Braja. They are ready to do some service. So like this, somebody go and sit in each village and really make the villages all around Krishna conscious. That will be our congregation of Krishna Balaram temple. They will come here, they will do seva when you are festival or something, they will go back to home, you have no problem, and they are Brijabasi really serving them, Krishna will be pleased. This was a very wonderful experience. Last night we went to the place, this is called Darshan One, Darshan Kund. Darshan means where Krishna gave darshan after the Ras Leela. The nice deity there, Krishna is sleeping there, and Radharani is sitting with him. They call Podhanath. Podhanath means, Podha means sleeping. So the one brahmachari is there, so there is so much change in the whole village. So even if you don't want to go out of Dham, go in Dham. There are so many other villages where go and stay there, preach, come every 2 weeks here, come for a few days and go and preach, make something really substantial. Think to please Narada Muni. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nidai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So how's everything? Okay?
I got permission to come to Vrindavan.
Jai Ho.
Rajeshri hopefully will come when it's a bit warmer.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying with a friend, with Mathura Bihari. Friend.
Okay. Mathura Bihari.
I'm hoping to live here.
Very good.
Yes. We'll still go out and preach, huh? But I'm hoping to live here.
Good.
Thank you.
What's your name? Narada Muni? Yeah, Narada Kund. Come here. Today, you're